Sorry, Scott, I pushed the wrong button.
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah, no, it's like the voice verification recording, and I accidentally resubmitted it when it was already live and active, and I pushed the wrong button. But to answer your question, so we know everything that you're currently doing already as a Google partner. If we just do like the name, address, phone number lookup on you, we could see all your online listings. So it's not so much like you have to let us know what you're doing now, but after today, if you're going to add anything, which you really shouldn't need anything, like you're getting everything in that platinum bundle already right now with this agreement. So it's like you shouldn't need anything else online. Realistically, I try to put you in a position where we're like your one-stop shop for all your online advertising. That way you don't have 100 numbers floating around, 100 bills floating around. Sounds like you already have enough of them as it is. But if you're going to add anything, just double check with us so you can make sure that you're not like duplicating any online listings or paying for something that you already have. Google is very sensitive in the sense of like its AI and how it reads the online listings. So like if your name, address, or phone number doesn't match up, right? Like if something says SF Enterprises on Yelp and then it says SF Enterprises LLC on Google, Google will literally put the listing on a hold, contact us, and tell us to fix it or verify what's going on. Because they don't want to give people wrong information, right? So it is pretty sensitive in that regard. So that's why we ask you, like, hey, before you add anything else online, just double check with us so we can make sure that nothing like that's happening and that you're not paying extra money for something that we're already providing for you.
Right. Well, if I don't get jobs, I'm just going to cancel. So, I mean, it's...
Well, we know that.
I shouldn't need any more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But in order to get jobs, you have to show up consistently, right? Every time somebody does a search. So if you sign up for something, you don't tell us, and the information doesn't match up, but Google suspends that listing, you might go a whole day of not even being on that first page and miss a $1,000, $2,000 job. You get what I'm saying?
So
it's really important that we get a heads up if you're going to add something online, just so that we can make sure that it's not a duplicate, like maybe, hey, you already have it, or... You know, also we want to keep your overhead low. The lower your overhead, the better your chances are of retaining you long term, right? We don't want you spending unnecessary money. So the idea here is to eventually get HomeAdvisor off your books if you're not already considering it. So we want to win over.
I need one or two. I don't need both. I'm taking one or the other.
Yeah, we got it. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try our services for 2 months. Just because we're building everything from scratch, but it is month to month, Scott. You made yourself very clear. If it doesn't work, you're leaving it. Obviously, we'll do everything in our power to make sure you're getting those jobs, but I do recommend giving it a shot for 2 months just because we're building all your Google stuff from scratch. You don't have any reviews or anything. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's July 9th, 2024. It's in the discounted amount of $299, but I've upgraded you to the Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that have to do with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set to auto-renew each month on the 9th day. It'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before that next billing's due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. And then you should have the outline of the agreement there. You got to sign off on that and fill out your Google verification form at your earliest convenience. And then we will circle back with you this afternoon. I got you locked in between 3 and 4 for a client interview. Now, I also texted you my number, Scott. We'll be here to walk you through it. It's not just me. I have an account management team that's going to help me with this and all the fulfillment. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want to make a change, or you need something done quick, I'm here. And then there's also 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right.
So then if a person's looking you up, do they call me direct then, or is how?
Yeah, it's your number. Yeah, it's your number up there. Unless you request like a Google Voice tracking number from us, which is something we could do for you for free. And it's kind of like it'll help thread through and just let you know when the call's coming through that it's a potential lead. So some people like that Google Voice number. Other people just want their number up there. So, but if you want to opt into a Google Voice tracking number, you could do that during the client interview. They'll offer it to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just better to have people call you directly, to be honest. Or at least starting out. The only time I really recommend Google Voice is if I talk to a client of mine and he goes, oh, I was thinking about getting like a separate business line because I just have this one cell phone. And I tell him like, hey, don't spend the extra money on, you know, $40, $50, $60 a month on another number. You know, we could get you that Google Voice number and save you some money. And that way it has a separate number. And then in your tracking system, it's already going to save all those things. But you won't need
it. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, you won't need it unless that's the situation. So, all right. Woo! Long-winded call, but thank you for signing up, Scott. Welcome aboard. I know you're not an easy sell by any means, but I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to earn your business and to show you what I was getting at here with having people call you directly and the benefits of Google advertising. So, thank you again, you know, for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you at 3 o'clock for that client interview, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, Scott, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.